Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Pam here, the Chief CEO Leader of Lumen, and connected now directly to InLight Technology. I have a great announcement. I have all of the packages and all of the individual components up, and I'm working hard to actually develop an interface so we can send the epigenetic frequency therapy through directly to the Lumen pads. There's two ways of doing it I'm looking at, and I have to talk to their engineers to figure which will work the easiest. One is I have a 3.5 jack to a MIDI that will actually connect directly. And we need to amplify the signal enough that the Lumen lights will actually entrain the tissue with infrared, far and near infrared light, and the blue light, of course. You can entrain it with that to the specific frequencies of the atomic resonance, the plasma resonance of minerals, and the atomic resonance of amino acids. That's how your DNA is controlled. And we have lots of ways of doing it. You can do it through microcurrent. You can get a little in micro antenna and broadcast it. The best way right now so far is the Sonic Life machine, where it had a 3.5 jack and it has woofers in the bottom of the machine when you exercise or just sit or lay on it. And you can actually broadcast the frequencies, which you can hear either audibly as you turn the machine up and hear them. But the most ideal and portable system is to use the communication which our own cells does, which is infrared light. So when your telomere at the end of your chromosome, which is very important for life extension, and we have a new life extension nutraceutical I'll be launching here shortly in the next month, that's even better than TA65, which is really freaking expensive. Mine will not be. It'll be a tiny fraction of that cost and lengthen your telomeres. And it'll be like I call it Ultimadium Plus. It's going to be a product that will actually be able to lengthen your telomeres. I mean, the infrared signal from the end of your chromosomes to your ion channels be amplified. We have all indium E right now, which amplifies the entry of new minerals into your cells, acting as a mineral chaperone to the nucleoplasm. It's really essential to understand that the Schumann resonance of the Earth hits the outer electrons of our cells to allow our DNA to communicate, and that's why in near space, if you don't have a Schumann resonance generator in the space station, you start to die. So you can't go into deep space without the Schumann resonance of the Earth as Earthlings, or our DNA can even communicate with our ion channels of our nucleoplasm and turn on our genes. So you can put an animal in a mu metal box and have the same effect. Now, the light pads are amazing. And these packages, we have ones right up that I call professional level packages, where you can obviously see these are for a clinic or a doctor. They've got long pads, short pads, blue light pads, the brilliant helmet. And you need at least a two controller. In fact, once you have a two controller, which you might have already for your regular Lumen, you can get a brilliant cap or helmet for traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress, depression, or even addictions, because addictions are related to abnormal metabolism of nuclei in the brain. And you need to buy signal plus substance. In other words, we have nutraceuticals that will help restore normal brain activity and control pain, control central neural activity that's causing people to have criminality or explosive behavior or post-traumatic stress reaction, or they have what we call micro-trauma. you know, if you're in a particular job that's micro-traumatizing your brain, you're eventually going to get insomnia. And by the way, if you get insomnia and shut down your melatonin, you're going to get cancer. Most people don't realize that melatonin deficiency syndrome, which hasn't been described by anybody except me, and research at the University of Colorado where they found the same thing some years ago, that melatonin deficiency syndrome causes cancer. And the way to correct it is the lumen pads. You take our 5-HTP cross and stress to go to restore normal activity, maybe melatonin time release. And you put the lumen pad either over your eyes, the little iPad system, or the full brilliant helmet, and it will restore your melatonin activity of your pineal gland and your hypothalamic pituitary axis for growth hormone, etc., and for the fact that the brain actually generates all the harmonic frequencies to make your organs still be organs. It's your brain that actually sends a signal down through your autonomic nuclei to actually allow your liver to still be a liver. So if you take it out of somebody and you try to transplant it, and you let it go too long in the heart-lung bypass machine, it stops being a liver after 3 days. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting.
Yeah, people don't know that the actual structure of an organism is basically a harmonic hologram, a nonlinear hologram, and the hologram generator is in the base of the brain, controlled by the pineal gland. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, fascinating, eh? The epigenetics is transmitted through the fascia and through the myelinated and non-myelinated nerve fiber tracts through the body to the actual target organs. And I've done a lot of the research on this. So I also know how to weaponize this if I wanted to create the most deadly and subtle weapon in human history. And I'm tempted to do it sometimes against some individuals and nations that want to do bad stuff to America. They're not going to know what's going to hit them. So let's talk about the lumen pads. We've got videos on all of them now. So if you go to Lumen Photon on our website, NutriMedical.com, you're going to see all these little videos that explains to a great extent mitochondrial function, redox potential, electron density in the cytochromes, signal-to-noise ratio, mentions a lot of things. And then there's a separate video about traumatic brain injury. And I think they talk about one of the former quarterbacks from Green Bay Packers who started to lose his ability to remember his kids or other things.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to realize, oh, I'm getting post-football dementia syndrome. And I call it the lemon meringue pie syndrome, where the dendrites get sheared off the white matter in your brain, and you start to end up with loss of myelin sheath and the ability to create neural networks to recall your old memories you've laid down in your brain. Not a good thing. And so you eventually get holes in your brain, actually, where you get astrocyte dropout. You get upregulation of microglia to create nitroperoxy radical and free radicals, and you get patchy dysmyelination, like the wiring on the nerve fiber traction in your brain starts to dissolve away. Now, you have to understand that your genes are always trying to rebuild you, but if you jam your frequencies with cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, and smart meters, and Gwen towers, and the 5G network, which they're marching out, or satellite-based, and we're going to try to get on the program tomorrow, Arthur Furstenberg for a group called Guards, that actually is trying to guard against this idiot program of making literally the Internet to every square inch of the planet from 5G from space. That's how nuts this is. And people don't understand this. I do, because I took care of people working on directed energy weapons back in the mid-early 90s, and I can tell you, our DARPA and our U.S. military has all these in our M1 Abrams tanks and 8-10 Apache helicopter, you know, tank killers, okay? So if you think I don't know about it, I can tell you the specs of it. So I'm not just a journalist. I'm a scientist with classified access to all kinds of stuff you can't even imagine. There's nobody like me on the radio or TV anywhere on Earth, period. There's no competition, none. And I want people to understand that the EGFT frequencies I have are all based on solid science from the master of stereochemistry, Dr. Linus Pauling, and many other quantum physicists, because I have a background in quantum nuclear physics. And I want you to understand what we're trying to build here is upon the research of Dr. Nogier and these frequencies, because I actually, in every one of the, if you pull up Lumen Photon, you'll see all the frequencies and why we don't know different organ systems have a base frequency. It's like a FM TV or radio station. The FM station of neuroectoderm, which is skin, eyes, ears, brain, and central peripheral nervous system, is frequency 3. Internal organs like heart, lung, kidneys, etc., is frequency 4. And glandular tissue is frequency 5. These are like the base station background frequencies for the frequency modulated radio station. Right? In other words, that's the bandwidth. And that bandwidth determines whether or not you turn on the genes and you regenerate the organ or you lower inflammatory markers in their heart system. So this is pretty neat stuff, isn't it? And you've been at it for 18 years, so you've seen the effects on people and on butchie birds and doggies and horses. And animals don't lie. I mean, they're not really capable of lying because they just wiggle up toward the machine or steal it on you if you're going to the restroom, or the horse just going, hey, and tells you, keep doing it, man. I love it. Right?
Yep.
So this is amazing. And I have people that are, you know, starting to be freaked out because about a third of the population are what's called electrosensitives. But if you actually do electron microscopy, 100% of the population and all living things are sensitive to scalar electromagnetic radiation. The natives knew about this. They knew about the geomagnetic fields that were actually toxic, so they wouldn't even set up communities in certain places. But the people don't get this. And, of course, our military and DARPA do, but they're not going to tell the public, hey, you know, putting that cell phone on the side of your head is going to increase the chance of a H-cranial nerve tumor by 300%. They're not going to tell you that if your kid's texting all day long or sleeping on their pillow with a cell phone under it, they're going to get break down their blood-brain barrier within 30 seconds to 4 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They're not going to tell you that we have directed energy weapons for the battlefield that'll scramble your DNA or make you release peroxisomes so your cells start to liquefy your tissues within 30 minutes and kill you. They're not going to tell you that. They're going to say, use your cell phone, become part of the Matrix.
This is...
thank all the people, by the way, that supported us and supported our ministry by purchasing exclusively, and I really ask this, we have a huge audience over 13 and a half years now in Genesis, with a few hiatuses over to RBN, of the most advanced NutriMed technology on the planet. Please don't think you're going to second guess me. I recently had to text message back to a doctor friend of mine who initially ordered something and then he had to travel. And then he went and picked up a whole pile of stuff for his very serious heart condition from all over the damn place. Now, I challenged this. In fact, when I was at the conference in Las Vegas, we had dozens and dozens of top-level people, some with 2 and 3 PhDs and sub-specialty training and post-training fellowships and all kinds of crap. You do not want to face me in court or in a science thing, a dissertation of your PhD thesis, because I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on you. And when I spoke to these so-called expert speakers in all kinds of anti-aging technology, most of them, to be honest with you, are playing around with Mickey Mouse technology that goes back 20 and 30 years, has already been proven to not be the cutting edge of what's going on. Lumen photon is at the cutting edge. You can literally take a lumen photon machine, and we have a little boy last week that he retained his fingertip because he had it cut off or pulled off with a log splitting machine, and he actually had to transplant it back on. It was because of the lumen that he actually kept his fingertip. We have people that have lost their vision or losing their vision. They take my nutraceuticals, NutriMeds, which are not equivalent. You can't buy the damn same things on Amazon or Jet.com or Vitacost. They took our peptides and take lumen photon and put the lumen pads over the eyes on setting number 3 for healing and setting number 7 for reducing intraocular pressures. And I've already had tons of people with glaucoma, synovial macular changes, all kinds of things like central venous retinopathy regress. We've had people with peripheral neuropathy of their feet, and their feet are burning, which, by the way, 1 in 20 diabetics is going to get a serious, painful retinopathy of their feet, so bad that 1 in 20 will actually think of suicide of a diabetic, usually after 15 to 20 years of uncontrolled diabetes and glycation of their peripheral nerve fiber tracts and the swan cell sheath, they're going to end up in suicidal-level pain. Now, I saw Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of Florida, come up with this big lawsuit against drug companies. Now, I'm going to actually back the drug company, Janssen Pharmaceutical, because it's a stopgap, but it's not a good long stopgap. But what they are is they're basically a target because people are getting pain syndromes because they're exposed to scalar radiation, toxic food, and a toxic environment that doesn't allow them to heal their body. And we're having more and more people that are getting what I call their lifespan is to say 25, and from 25 to 50 is their death span when they die at 50. And they're dying that way because we're starting to have such severe attacks on our genes from scalar radiation and toxic food and pesticides and vaccines that people are getting old at a younger age. I call them their death span. Do you like that term? lifespan to you're no longer having lots of complaints. You're jogging, you're eating good meals, getting a good sleep, having normal sex, have a normal brain, so you're not depressed or suicidal. And after a certain age, all hell breaks loose. Pathogens enter your body when your system's weak. Body gets autoimmune, attacks itself. You get tons of vaccines. Do you know how many vaccines they intend to give us after the national ID, which is in 2 years from now? They have in the pipeline 275 vaccines for adults alone.
Oh, my God.
If you think the neuroimmune system is... I got a vaccine for them, but you know what it contains? Lead. If they're going to try to vaccinate me and my family, I'm going to pull all of my secret and very advanced weapons, and I'm going to kill them all. I'm not going to give them a bad day. I'm going to put them in the ground. Okay? If they want to see some violence, they can't even imagine what I'm going to visit on them. And I'm going to spread it to everybody that listens to my show to make sure you're going to take on these maniacs that want to poison, are already poisoning you with water. They certified, for example, water in California to be used for making your organic veggies in the northern, in Northern California, in the Big Valley. The fact is, everybody needs a lumen photon machine. Everybody. I don't care if you're, you know, you're an athlete, you got a crank in your leg, or you've got chest pain. Do you know the lumen pad will even help regenerate your heart if you take our peptides and nutraceuticals and increase nitric oxide? And you can do that in or outside, for example, my hyperbaric chamber, which I get in for about 20 minutes before the show today, and I'm getting into it again this evening. Lumen photon is miraculous. It really is. I mean, this is it's like a miracle machine, and it literally increases the signal-to-noise ratio of your DNA because everybody and everybody is, you know, we talk about life extension. How about life contraction? What we're having is the globalists don't want the elderly. They don't want people at 90 or 100 all of a sudden getting younger and entering sports again or taking up jobs or becoming dynastic billionaires because they're around so long they can invest and develop, you know, things over 20, 40, 50, 100 years. They don't want that. They don't want the elderly. Are you kidding? You know, they just want us to get used to burying our relatives, right? They want us to get used to the idea of getting sick and being on tons of drugs and having inadequate health care so the government can determine at what time they terminate us. Lumen will stop a lot of that. In fact, stem cell therapy combined with my nutraceuticals and these peptides we have and lumen photon can regenerate almost any organ. Kidneys, you can put it over your kidneys and see C-reactive protein levels drop 90%. Wow. This is just for the lumen pads, not even adding my nutraceuticals, which we have, or peptides. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. I think it is.
Right. Now, if you even like pets, like I'm going to be starting to use it on my little doggy. And what I'm going to do is little Max, he's 17 years old this July 10th in 2 months. And little Max, you know, he gets along. Yeah, he's a little skinnier than he used to be, but he's still smart as hell. And he gets well fed with a good organic food. But I'm going to put him on my Sonic Life machine, and I'm going to sit him on that with his little collar on him. And blast him, and I want to get these pads going so I can put a pad, let's say, below his bed and turn it on, because it'll go right through 12 inches of bed, everything. In fact, if you don't want this directly on your skin, wrap it in a linen pillowcase. You know, people should understand that light is the basis. We literally are a light being. We condense into physical body and cells and tissues, but we're actually a light hologram. That's what life is, a light hologram that's expressed as tissue and organs. Interesting analogy, isn't it?
Yes.
So what comments do you have to make about this new amalgamation, these new services that are available? We've got bigger controllers now. We've got professional-level grade kits. We've got and the prices, by the way, for the simple kits are cheaper.
Exactly.
They're a lot cheaper. So if you get a system now, you're saving $200 or $300 compared to even a few months ago on the basic kits because you don't have to go crazy. You can get the kit, like, for example, the one I like is I like the pad system where you get, let's say, a small and large pad, a 132 and a 264 pad, and a controller. That's one of them going to be the most popular. It's for $1,530. That includes shipping for a two-port system. And if you want to buy something else fancy later, you already got the controller. You got a two-port controller, so you can buy a crystal helmet. If you got your son gets traumatic brain injury, or you get really depressed, or you have somebody that's an opiate addiction, or psychotic, or they got Parkinson's disease or ALS. Lumen photon therapy is essential, along with everything else we're going to give you, including stem cell therapy, which I can refer you to get you well. It's not just a peripheral thing. It's like light or signal plus substance equals wellness. How's that?
I like it.
Signal plus substance equals wellness. Now, to be honest with you, people don't understand this. What I'm doing, what I lectured in Vegas in December. If we can achieve the technology to either put it on the flicker rate of the light on system or broadcast it directly into the pads, which I'm working on, we're going to be able to actually turn on your DNA to reverse aging, because you have the same genes when you're born as when you die at 82. If we can turn those genes back on, we can rebuild you. And like the Field of Dreams, if we build it, you will age. Lung.
Were you?
With Tony from Nutridyne. Welcome back, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Bill?
Great. I'd like you to start off with some good questions.
Oh, so I was wondering, okay, so if a mother is pregnant and, you know, you got to have the right concentration of T3 and T4 hormones that cross the placenta, if you, like, supplement with iodine, can you potentially have too much production of those hormones that cross the placenta?
No. First off, you don't want to take iodine. Iodine is a diatomic molecule. You want plasma iodine, which is the Nutridyne. Nutridyne has independent properties. Potassium iodate, if you take it, will actually cause neuropathy and retinal damage within 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government actually, after Fukushima, actually had to stop internet sales because of that. Nutridyne is totally different. I had someone a month ago ask tough questions. He doesn't call into the show, but he asked tough questions. Why is your stuff so good? Why do I have to pay for it? Well, seriously, it's not free. We have to manufacture it. But it's a totally different technology. And there's other yahoos out there trying to pretend they have an equivalent product. And, of course, the unaware public are going to buy it because they think this guy's a celebrity. I think his stuff's probably good. I want to support his whatever. And I tell people, it's a Yahoo-rich environment. And by the way, that includes your doctor. If your doctor's not measuring free hormone levels that are not bound to protein, free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and also measuring a core body temperature chart over a period, say, as long as a month, they don't have any idea if you're hypometabolic. And most people, 50 to 100 times more people, are type 2 hypothyroid, which basically means their production of reverse thyroid hormones elevated, and you give RT3, and it actually blocks the receptor GALI of the mitochondria to turn off your metabolism of oxidative phosphorylation, and it uncouples the ability to make ATP and NADH. So you can give a long-term space flight a drip of reverse thyroid hormone, give them one meal a month. Okay, so it's basically the hibernation hormone, if you want to call it. So if you're actually measure a bear, you'd probably find the bear actually was making a version of reverse thyroid hormone shutting down their mitochondria. Okay? Now, if you shut them down properly, you don't end up with a big surge of free radicals that destroys your cells and your DNA and kills you. So the situation is not good, though. If you have a low level of T3 going into the baby, you actually will delay myelination of the brain and actually development of astrocytes, so they get microcephaly and permanent mental retardation. So the dosages, you don't have to get high. 5 drops twice a day in water or juice is plenty. Now, if you're trying to knock out a pathogen, 15 drops in water 3 times a day for, say, a week to knock out, say, a Lyme disease or babesiosis or babesiosis or Toxocara, Canis lupus, or some other pathogen is all you need. You drop the dosage to half that for an average adult.
Is that 5 drops 3 times a day or just 5 drops total a day?
5 drops twice a day usually for someone with hypothyroidism, let's say. Now, if you measure a woman's already got it, we have iodine in there, which is a protein chelated iodine in our vitamin mineral max and our vitamin mineral mix. But I tell people even that dosage, you want to give a few drops a day to a person, because deficiency of activated thyroid hormone causes a deficiency of mitochondria. And our cells are chimeras. They're made of eukaryotic DNA and nucleoplasm, a little spheroid, but they're also made of thousands to millions of mitochondria, depending on the cell type. For example, a Purkinje cell in your cerebellum can have 3 or 4 million mitochondria. A cardiomyocyte can have 3 or 4 million. An astrocyte can have 500,000. So there's huge quantities of mitochondria, and there's a mitochondrial turnover system. If the mitochondrial turnover system is poor, you basically not only have hypothyroidism, you have what's called decreased mitophagy, where you're getting rid of old mitochondria. And mitophagy is part of the anti-aging. For example, they're now researching what we call life extension drugs. And all the drugs ape or mimic effects of glucophage and a gene called the FOXO2 gene. And the FOXO2 gene, basically, which I have, is very common in people who live to be a century old. So I have very old living people in my family. And that means your organs look younger, because when mitochondria get old, it's like Donald Trump and the Apprentice, you're fired. You're fired, mitochondria, get out of here. Now, the Nutridyne helps to improve that, your firing system, to actually get rid of old damaged mitochondria and regenerate new mitochondria. It helps to raise the redox potential of cells and tissues so that you generate more ATP from glycogen and fatty acids through the glycolysis and the Krebs cycle. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
And of course, you have to also kill off the pathogens. Most people think, well, my tissues are sterile. They're delusional. Your tissues are a battlefield. Let's put it this way. Think of bacteria, nanobacteria, pathogens, stealth, fungus, and everything. For example, cancer, the best way to describe cancer is a fungus. Cancer is a fungus. You get pathogens like Epstein-Barr virus and cytomegalovirus in your arteries along with nanobacteria. You get coronary artery disease. And the inflammation starts a reflex spasm with your autonomic nervous system to cause coronary artery spasm. It's not just the development of plaque. It's actually a circuit that's formed with your autonomic nerves to cause coronary artery spasm. And the presence of bacteria in the artery wall is actually part of the disease process. So when you start taking even tiny dosages of Nutridyne, you start clearing out the nanobacteria around your gums and teeth and also in your artery walls. Your artery is not sterile. Anybody who thinks your arteries are sterile is an idiot. The infectious disease theory has not gone far enough. You know, when Semmelweis decided that coming out of an autopsy with blood all over your smock when you're doing a delivery was a bad idea, and they start washing hands and changing smocks, you realize the pregnancy puerperal infection rate dropped to zero, or close to it, which means you had clean hands when you actually delivered a baby. You aren't covered with blood because it was considered kind of like a sign of, hey, you're a macho, man. You got blood all over you. Right? Well, right. Nutridyne helps to neutralize that, and we have what's called a mitochondrial apocalypse going on right now, where every living thing that's a eukaryotic organism, animal, and every phytosome of every plant is being damaged by toxic radiation in the planet, high-level cosmic and ultraviolet light coming in from space because we're destroying the ozone layer, and the only thing to resurrect it is Nutridyne. Interesting, eh? Plus, even the scalar radiation that's jamming our cells is decreasing oxidative phosphorylation, but it's also damaging your mitochondria because they're 30 times more sensitive to scalar radiation than eukaryotic DNA. So what's being damaged? Well, we're seeing a 400% increase in congestive heart failure, dementia, and mitochondrialopathies in terms of mitochondrial failure syndromes. So if you look at all different syndromes that are tied to mitochondrial dysfunction, it basically describes a massive increase in certain kinds of disease in the Western world that are primarily mitochondrially related. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm. So could you take too much Nutridyne?
I had a little girl, somehow, this is 2 years ago, that got into a bottle. I think it's, took an entire bottle and drank the whole thing. Obviously, it does have a kind of a alcohol taste, so it's kind of like stingy. But she didn't mind, and she got not even tachycardia. It didn't go to cause her to get a cardiac crisis or anything. But now, let me tell you, I tell people when they start Nutridyne, put one drop in a glass of water and sip it. Mm-hmm. And then gradually increase over the next few days because you're going to start to get a detox reaction. Number one, for cleaning out your body of halides, but also killing pathogens. And once your body's sterile, you're going to be very sensitive to bad food that's got bacteria in it. You're going to be sensitive to toxins and pesticides. So your body's going to have alarm bells. I call 5-alarm fire bells. So this little girl didn't get sick. But you got to start slow. I tell people, take a drop in water, sip on it, If you don't get explosive diarrhea and feel like you're getting an allergic reaction, you're okay. Now, you can buffer that if you take a lot of Power C and our Allerblock. High-dose Power C will block the detox effects of taking Nutridyne. Interesting, hey?
Really?
If you want to boost your thyroid production, you can take our thyroid peptides along with mitothyroid. Here's what I did, the whole formula. Mitothyroid, 2 capsules in the morning. If your core temperature after lunch is still low, you take 2 in the early afternoon. You take forskolin, coleus forskolii, 1 capsule twice a day. 5 drops twice a day of water is the average dosage to support someone's thyroid. You take minerals plus because you need 600 minerals for 5 prime deiodination. You take selenium cruciferate and our antioxidants to prevent free radicals, ultrathiamin B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma A+, and a very good one for lowering cytokine levels, which you have anti-thyroid antibodies, because most women or men that develop, and by the way, women get 400 to 500% more hypothyroidism caused by anti-thyroid antibodies, pulse virals, like H3N2 virus, which happened this winter. It caused a lot of people to go hypo, a lot of women especially, 400 to 500% more than men.
Mm-hmm.
And basically influenza A virus or other viruses like papilloma and glandular viruses can attack the thyroid very easily. And you can measure the thyroperoxidase enzyme level of the attack on the gland. Antimicrosomal and antithyroglobulin antibodies, those 3 antibodies you can measure. And you can monitor them, including doing an ultrasound of their thyroid and see globular, you know, nodular changes to their thyroid gland as it's kind of swelling up because it's being attacked. Now,
exactly.
If you think the average doctor or endocrinologist does all the tests that I recommend, they usually forget to do the reverse thyroid hormone. They almost never do a core body temperature. And they don't do serial ultrasounds to see what's going on. And you also have to watch out if someone's hyper, that they don't have what's called LATS, or long-acting thyroid stimulator, because it'll actually make the fat pads behind your eyes blow up, and it can push your eyeballs out so you look like that British comedian that used to have an eyeball going in different directions. It used to be on, I think it used to be called Igor, you know, he used to play Igor on one of these British comedy sitcoms. So, you know, there's no excuse for laziness, and even if we do quantum testing, like a Matapathy Hunter scan. And by the way, I'm available for people to either fly in and do them, and they can make other arrangements for me to get a Matapathy scan. I have also the bioplasm, and I'm looking at getting a biophilia machine with some newer technology to help even further scan. But people need to know we always need confirmatory testing. Blood, urine, stool, imaging testing, etc. to prove we know what's going on. In fact, I can even refer you to a physiology lab to measure your METs, where they clamp your nose and measure how much carbon dioxide you're generating and how much oxygen you're consuming. Knowing your lean body mass, they can work out the number of metabolism units that your body is generating. And if you're hypomet, you're hypothyroid. The problem is people don't look at this. I worked in a physiology lab in Denver with Dr. Lovejoy, and we had the ability to measure people's mets, okay? So if you think the average doctor knows what I know about science and biochemistry and toxicology and genetics, you're delusional. They don't. And that includes your endocrinologist, who's just kind of digging a quick and dirty way to kind of do it. Now, clinicians, in up to the 1960s, before they had fancy blood tests, they have to look at the patient clinically and say, oh, you need more glandular thyroid. Now, our glandular is hypothalamus, pituitary, and thyroid. And it's BSE-free thyroid gland to make sure you're not going to get bovine spongiform encephalopathy from prions. Okay? Would be bad to see your brain liquefy with prion disease. Not a good thing.
I've always been, like, curious, why is Synthroid so bad for us if it actually, you know, helps? fix the symptoms.
Because it's not a hormone. It's a pre-hormone, and it's not the full thing. You see, your body needs a real hormone. Has T4, T3, reverse T3, T2, and reverse T2, etc. It has other factors present there, including the thyroid gland itself actually does generate a small amount of monoatomic iodine. It has does create a small amount, but it's very limited in its capacity to create plasma iodine. Now, when you take externally Neutrodyne, you resurrect people's mitochondria, you kill off the pathogens, including viruses that attack the gland. The thyroid gland is very, very metabolically active, so because it's metabolically active, it's very prone for a virus to actually induce autoimmunity. One of the very first glands that's attacked if you're going to get a viral-induced autoimmune disease is thyroiditis. And if you get thyroiditis, you're going to get damage to your pineal glands, you're going to get insomnia, you're going to get panic attacks, your adrenals are going to get stressed because if your thyroid starts to fail, your adrenals overwork. So you then get a post-traumatic stress syndrome triggered off by thyroiditis caused by an antiviral attack against your thyroid gland, and your thyroid peroxidase enzyme levels go right through into orbit. So I can monitor this even remotely and tell people, get this done by your doctor, do this test, monitor this test, that test. And to be honest with you, their doctors are not being properly taught in medical school or residency. They don't know. I work with the head of pathology. I brought the test from Germany 38 years ago for reverse thyroid hormone, and to be honest with you, every glandular tissue, every tissue in your body, whether it's the fat around your organs or your kidney, your brain, each organ actually has different autonomic control for deiodination. The body's not a hopper. You don't pour cytomel, which is, a matrix release, slow release T3. It's not an alternative to say, hey, I'm going to give you synthetic thyroid and throw some cytomel in. You want your own body to bioconvert what it needs in each target organ through your autonomic nervous system. And there's a disorder called naringiosis, where your autonomic nervous system's out of whack. That's what causes coronary artery spasm. It's not just the infection in the artery, it's your autonomic nervous system screwed up. And fixing that partly is to actually use Neutrodyne to regenerate the oxidative stress response so that you have a normal parasympathetic response in your body, not a fight or flight on a particular nerve fiber tract that'll cause your coronary arteries to spasm. It doesn't happen out of the blue. It happens because your nerves tell them spasm arteries, having hypertension is bad, having free radicals is bad, and having nanobacteria is bad, but you have to restore oxidative metabolism, otherwise you're going to continue to have spasm, and those spasmodic arteries are eventually going to get hardened, calcified, fixed calcified plaque you can see in a high-speed CT scan. That's why one of the first tests I tell people to do isn't a treadmill stress test. It's a high-speed CT that takes 8 seconds. And if it's positive, I recommend a cardiolipsyndrome scan of the heart, which is more sensitive by 7 to 8% at least, or 10%, than even a treadmill stress test for looking at coronary spasm in a particular artery. The high-speed CT will even tell you which arteries are calcifying. Mm-hmm. 8 seconds before your pillow head is in the pillow, the CT scan will tell you exactly which arteries are calcifying. Now, you need to take vitamin K2. You need to take other things. That's why I tell people you don't just take our mitothyroid. You need a small dose of Neutrodyne. You need to take Forskolin, Minerals Plus, Selenium Cruciferate, and all these other free radical blockers, because it's free radical disease that's frying our gland. Now, if we get exposed to a lot of free radical generating scalar radiation from cell phones and smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and all the other crap that's in our environment, and toxic foods that are laced with pesticides that are halide toxins, most of the pesticides are fluoride or chlorinated or brominated compounds, so they interfere with our mitochondria. Nasty, hey? And the only thing that'll detox those is a higher energy form of iodine that'll actually dispel those or push them out of the body. That's why regular iodine can't do it. You have to have the higher energy form, which is a plasma form of iodine, to push fluoride, chloride, and bromide compounds out of your body from pesticides or on your food, to your water. I mean, if you're drinking chlorinated or fluorinated water, they're attached to body proteins, especially the amide group of amino acids. And they become permanent toxins, and they change the quaternary structure of proteins, so even the enzyme's active site is scrambled up. People don't get this. It's biochemistry. Sorry. Okay, cool. Your doctor doesn't know biochemistry. If you think they do, expose them to Dr. Deagle. It's going to be very unpleasant. I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy when I'm trying to teach them. I don't have to want them to. I don't care how many years they're in practice. They try to pretend they know everything. They don't. I've asked enough questions, and I don't mind swimming in the sea of stupid to find out what's really going on. And doing tests at labs to find out. It's disturbing. Like Napoleon said, don't underestimate the stupidity of your enemy. Napoleon, it's a Napoleonic statement. And don't interrupt him when he's doing something, a massive blunder.
Mm-hmm. So is it good to, like, or not good, but is it okay to take your synthroid-level thyroxine? And
no, it's not. It's not okay to take synthroid. Synthetic thyroid is going to make some tissues get excessive levels of T3, and T3 unabated can actually cause free radicals, but it's not an autonomic control. Because you see, your body buffers it. If you take excessive levels of, say, T3 cytomel, you can actually create free radicals and put your body under stress, and the free radicals can oxidize cholesterol and create problems. Oxidize fatty acids and create free radicals that will attach to sugar to create glycated sugar, etc. Because people don't understand, hemoglobin A1C is simply glycated sugar attached by free radicals. So if you take excessive levels, some tissues are going to be stressed and produce free radicals if you just dump in a whole lot of synthetic thyroid or cytomel. You want it to be glandular, where your nervous system and your hormone control creates what it needs in each target organ. That's why I don't believe in giving female or male hormones to people. You have to create it yourself with your healthy organs, like your ovaries and testicles, or your adrenal glands. You want the base materials transdermal, so it doesn't get captured by your liver. It goes to the glandular tissues directly, and your body makes it. That's what Nutridyne does. It goes to your thyroid. Your thyroid says, thank you. Thanks for the plasma iodine. I needed that in order to make good thyroid hormone, T4, T3, reverse T3, T2, and reverse T2, etc. There's a whole catalog of hormones the thyroid gland makes.
Business. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.